Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, this is Dacia Martindale, French and History graduate from the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, February 5th, 1974, the intention to commence burials at the National Cemetery in Warren St. Michael was announced in the Barbados Advocate. It was reported with almost absolute certainty that this would become the final resting place for the deceased in coming years to relieve some of the pressure on the Westbury Cemetery. After 104 years, the well-known burial ground on the outskirts of the city was simply becoming overcrowded. With the proposed incorporation of a new national cemetery, it was also suggested that some changes would come relative to funeral services and burials. For instance, the prospect of extending funeral hours to the morning, as well as shortening the processions, now both commonplace practices, were noted. As for burials, the introduction of machinery at the Warren Cemetery to replace manual workers was imminent, the advocate revealed, as the last generation of grave diggers was seemingly disappearing. Despite the eagerness to move towards this new burial site, which was to encompass both the cemetery and the crematorium, there were considerable hurdles to doing so. After a full government review, the project was evidently a pricey one. It was revealed that the first part of the first phase alone cost almost twice the original estimated cost of $370,000. To emphasize the grandiose cost, sources noted that it is not 5 cents or 500 cents to complete the project, but rather a substantial amount of money involved. Nonetheless, there was much confidence in the plan, with hopes of finally bringing the long search for a suitable cemetery to an end. A number of factors had to be considered, including the protection of groundwater and the control of possible smoke and fumes. The site would also have to accommodate a rate of 500 graves per year. Since 1957, sites in Mylords Hill, Waterford, Codrington, and even Cahill had been proposed, but only Warren seemed to fit the bill. However, aside from cost, there was perhaps one unavoidable dilemma. By February 1974, Highway 2 was already ranking among one of the busiest on the island, due to the large amount of traffic in the area. No doubt, the traffic congestion created from just one funeral procession in Warren's would further intensify the issue and prove a headache to motorists in Barbados. Today, Warren St. Michael is still one of the most heavily trafficked areas in the country, but takes on a much different landscape than the proposed burial ground. With the establishment of banks, medical offices, and other commercial businesses and corporate offices, the area now resembles a growing town in the center of Barbados. However, the news that the construction on a national cemetery and crematorium was underway in Warren St. Michael was announced in the Barbados Advocate on this day, February 5th, 1974.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.